The U.S.-backed Syrian force expects a decisive battle on Sunday with Islamic State in Syria. More from Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue.
This is the U.S.-backed Syrian force closing in on Islamic State's last territorial bastion near the Iraqi border. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, say they expect a decisive battle on Sunday after advancing slowly. The SDF clashed with Islamic State for nearly 18 hours around Baghouz. Capturing the village would cap 4 years of international efforts to roll back the jihadists.
The SDF, they aim to declare victory within a week, but the militant group remains a threat, using guerrilla tactics and holding some desolate land further west. That was Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the Venezuelan people to take to the streets Monday to coincide with his planned return. Guaido was in Ecuador on Saturday as part of a tour of Latin American countries designed to increase pressure on disputed President Nicolas Maduro to resign. He said the fundamental values here are present. That's why we are here today. Requesting support, yes, because today an ally state needs it. We're not afraid to say it. Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and 50 other countries as Venezuela's interim leader, used his authority to invoke the Constitution to declare President Maduro's leadership illegitimate because of election fraud. He also declared himself interim president. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. A court in Garoway, Somalia, on Saturday sentenced five male teenagers to death for the gang rape of a 16-year-old girl in Galkayo last month. That's according to officials. Scores of people are believed dead after a pipeline explosion in southern Nigeria, according to local officials. The Associated Press reported on Saturday that more than 50 people were missing a day after the early morning explosion in Bayelsa State. The company that owns the pipeline announced that the fire was extinguished on Saturday with no loss of life. But a spokesman for the indigenous group in the area contradicted that claim, saying the fire was still burning and many people, including children, were missing and they were feared dead. Estonians have started voting in the parliamentary election. Prime Minister Jüri Ratas and his center party are pitted against center-right opposition Reform Party in an election where populists are also seen making inroads. Sunday's vote comes as the far-right Nationalist Estonian Conservative People's Party, EKRE, has substantially increased its popularity since the 2015 election. Here's one voter.
It will be quite sad if we fall towards the populist pit that has happened with other countries in Europe and even with the United States. So I kind of hope that with these elections there will be something, well, positive towards this country.
Both main contenders wish to keep EKRE at bay. It has been nearly 5 years since a Malaysian plane en route to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur with 239 people on board disappeared. Malaysia's transport minister said Sunday that the government is open to new proposals from U.S. technology firm Ocean Infinity or any other companies to resume the hunt for Flight 370. Here's Anthony Loke.
If there are any credible leads and any specific proposals, especially from Ocean Infinity, we are more than willing to look at it, and we are prepared to discuss with them the new proposal. Of course, the approach of using no fee, no cure. If there's no fee, no result, then we can prepare to look at it.
Ocean Infinity mounted a no-cure, no-fee search for the plane in the southern Indian Ocean in January 2018 that ended in May without any clue as to where it could have crashed. The Ocean Infinity mission came a year after an official search by Malaysia, Australia, and China ended in futility. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America.